Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? A Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of Thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank God, thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, in Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen, amen. And amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come. Your glory, God, is worth.
to God, where mercy, love, and pity dwells, there God is dwelling too. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Retreat, 'cause he loves
like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hand and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Do we miss blessings because they are not packaged as we expect? Let us pray. Dear God, I want to thank you for your mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. I ask for you to take my hand and lead me in the ways you best see fit, and fill my heart with the kindness you bestowed upon me. As you are impartial, please help me to treat all as equal, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that I do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Father in heaven, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. I choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in my heart. I trust you today with everything that I am. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all to the glory of God. Everything belongs to Him. In the fullness of His blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy. As far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on the 1,000 hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and He's coming in the clouds.
Amen. Praise God. God gave us eyes to see them and lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who has made all things well. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Forgive. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 25, where it says, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Sometimes the insensitivity and selfishness of others will astound you, especially if you have tried to be kind and they have hurt you in return. Even after the initial shock wear off, you may find it difficult to erase the incident from your mind. How can you overcome the disappointment and discouragement? First, refuse to allow the action of others to hinder your relationship with God. You may wonder why the Father allowed it to happen. However, he never fails you, even when others do. God continues to provide you with perfect love, wisdom, strength, and support. Second, forgive the person who wounded you. Harboring bitterness only hurts you and is never the Christ-like thing to do. And third, draw consolation from the great comforter, the Holy Spirit. You know that the Lord works all things together for your good. So allow him to turn your pain into something beneficial. The next time you are failed by others, release it to God and pray for the people who disappointed you. Don't let their actions destroy you. Rather, let the Father turn it into an opportunity for your blessings. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, help me turn to you so I can forgive, heal, and be blessed. In your name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise be to God. Forgive. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken.
Gives
strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Praise
Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
awesome.
celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. Praise be to God. The art of changing frowns to smiles is never old-fashioned. Praise God. Adonai, O Lord God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest? Far beyond anything we can see. Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. Amen, amen, and amen. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Send down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living
word. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer.
Gentle redeemer.
God with us.
God with us.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save you, man. Mystique, can you take it up from there?
Jesus,
that's what we call you, Jesus. Manger born, but on a tree.
Amen. Praise be to God. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Amen. Praise God. Adonai, I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy, for many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I will play another selection. To God be the glory. And I want to welcome everyone on this first Friday of a new month, the month of November. And I want to wish everyone a happy Sabbath. For those, to all of my Jewish friends, to all of my Seventh-day Adventist listeners, and to each and every one of you on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you listen to Pray One for Another. You are always welcome, and we are always here to pray for each and every one of you. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen.
Night. thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise be to God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. Let us pray. Adonai, help me align my thoughts, actions, heart, decisions, and desires underneath you and your rule so I can fully experience the blessings of your hand in my life and so I can fulfill the destiny you have prepared for me. May I live out of all of the days you have ordained for me. And may I discover the calling you have given me. Help me to see where I can share the knowledge of you with others and how I can spread the love you have put in my heart to those who need it the most. May your caring eyes watch over all I do. I ask you to empower me to impact the lives of those around me with your kingdom agenda. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play two more selections, and after those selections, I will come back with a word. Amen? Praise God.
Humble cry.
Hear my heart cry.
15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him.
Amen. Praise be to God. And after this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it.
Oh, God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Sustain me.
Sustaining me.
The spirit brings the
Ooh, thank you, Lord God. My scripture reading for this evening is coming from Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Amen. Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, signs of the Lord's power. But Moses protested again. What if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you? Then the Lord asked him, what is that in your hand? A shepherd's staff. Moses replied, throw it down on the ground. The Lord told him. So Moses threw the staff down and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, reach out and grab its tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed it, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. Perform this sign, the Lord told him. Then they will believe that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, really has appeared to you. Then the Lord said to Moses, now put your hand inside your cloak. So Moses put his hand inside his cloak, and when he took it out again, his hand was white as snow, with a severe skin disease. Now put your hand back into your cloak, the Lord said. So Moses put his hand back in, and when he took it out again, it was as healthy as the rest of his body. The Lord said to Moses, if they do not believe you and are not convinced by the first miraculous sign, they will be convinced by the second sign. And if they don't believe you or listen to you, even after these two signs, then take some water from the Nile River and pour it out on the dry ground. When you do, the water from the Nile will turn to blood on the ground. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Let us pray. My Father, you have proved yourself to be the giver of every good and perfect gift. In many ways, but most of all, in the sending of your Son. The world needs to hear the message of a crucified and risen Savior. Part of the money that we give this evening will go to tell people in other lands about the Savior. And some of it will be used here at home to preach the gospel. And some of it will be used in our own church program. Bless each gift that is given. We magnify your name through our stewardship of resources. And we thank you for the privilege of giving. Bless this part of the service and make it both worshipful and meaningful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. What a calm down Moses suffered. At one time, he enjoyed the possibility of sitting on the throne of Egypt. In our scripture reading, he was looking after sheep in the desert, far removed from civilization. What had caused his circumstances? He had tried to run ahead of God like we do. And in the end, we suffer. Can you picture the mother of Moses during those formative years whispering to him that he should remember he was a Hebrew and someday God would raise up someone to deliver the Hebrews from bondage? As the years passed, Moses felt the deepening impression that he was the one whom God had chosen to do the job. The mistake he made was that one day when he saw an Egyptian oppressing a Hebrew, he killed him and buried his body in the sand. Later, fearing discovery, he fled the land. What a terrible price we often pay for our impatience and hot-headedness. God had not forgotten Moses, however, and here before the burning bush, he was ready at last to thrust Moses into the service he had planned for him. God works all things together for good to those who love him. And even the 40 years discipline in the desert served as a great school for the man who would later lead his fellow Hebrews throughout this area. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Exodus 4 and 2, and it says, "What is that in thine hand?" And my title for this message is, "Give what you have to God." Give what you have to God, because it belongs to him anyway. He's just lending it to us. So give it all back to God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen. Number one, God needs people to do his work. Well, of course, God could have reached down with his strong hand and rescued his chosen people any way he desired. There is no limit to what God can do. Likewise, God could send an angel to herd his message of salvation through the sky if he wished. But He doesn't want to do it that way. God uses people to do his work. Aren't you glad? I know I am. An old tale tells how when Jesus returned to heaven, all of the hosts turned out to greet him. He explained to them the plan of salvation, how he had died and had risen from the grave, and that now salvation was possible for all the world. Not some, but all. They were all rejoicing until one angel said, "But Jesus, how will the world know what you have done?" He replied, "I told my friends to tell others. Then they will tell still others, and the message would be told around the world." The angel asks once more, "But suppose they don't do it? Suppose they are too busy or too careless? What then? How will the world know about you?" Jesus paused a moment. Okay, I lost my place. One second. Okay, here we go. And so Jesus paused a moment, looked down, then raised his eyes and said, "They are my friends. They won't disappoint me. I have no other plan." Stewardship is humankind's acceptance of responsibility to do with our lives what God has planned for us. Of course, it involves material possessions. We cannot do everything that needs to be done ourselves. We can, however, give our money so that those who can give full-time service may be able to devote themselves completely to the Lord's work. Amen. This does not exempt us from volunteer work, but it does enable us to have a share in the full-time work of those whom God has chosen for this ministry. Praise be to God. Number two, God supplies answers to our excuses. Most of us are much like Moses. We hold back from accepting responsibility. But notice the excuses Moses set forth and how God answered them. When the call first came, Moses seems to have had an identity crisis. He asked, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Exodus 3:11. God did not tell him who he was, but rather promised to be with him and guide him. Likewise, we will never discover the full truth about ourselves until we commit to the Lord's, to the Lord, the ability we possess. Amen? Then next, Moses wanted to be assured of authority for his work. God gave him a new revelation of himself in Exodus 3 and 14, insisting this was all of the credentials he needed. When Moses insisted further that the people would not believe him or listen to his voice, God worked two miracles for him. Amen? We remember the two miracles when we read it in the scripture. Let us learn a lesson about miracles at this point. God will provide the miracle if we need it, but he will only do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. When Moses pled his lack of eloquence, God promised to be with him, which he had already assured him he would do in a previous statement. Moses' final plea was that God send somebody else. At this point, Aaron suddenly appeared. An interesting, almost amusing scene took place. God promised Moses that Aaron would be his spokesman. The curtain of charity is drawn over the rest of the scene. One wonders if perhaps Moses suddenly realized that if he did not accept God's call, God might turn to Aaron. This is not stated in the text, of course, but it may have crossed Moses' mind. At any rate, Moses was now ready for the task. Excuses are seldom, if ever, the real reason why we hold back and refuse to accept God's will for our lives. The chief problem involves with stewardship is that it means we accept responsibility, and few people are eager to do it. Three, what is your hand? What is in your hand? Let's see. Moses' rod has become a symbol, like David's small sling. What we have, little thought, little though it may be or seem, can be used tremendously if we will give it unreservedly to the Lord. Small boy had only 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but he gave them to the master. Someone has suggested that the boy went home and told his mother of the miraculous feeding. When he had finished, he said, "Mother, I wonder if he could do the same if I gave him everything I have. Of course, God can do with us far more than we can ever do for ourselves. Can you imagine what God can do for us that we cannot do for ourselves? Moses' object that the people would not take his word unless he showed them some sign. God gives him power to work miracles. But those who are now implored to deliver God's message to men need not the power to work miracles. Their character and their doctrines are to be tried by that word of God to which they appeal. These miracles especially refer to the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It belongs to him only to cast the power of the devil out of the soul and to heal the soul of leprosy, of sin. And so it was for him first to cast the devil out of the body and to heal the leprosy of the body. And my conclusion for this message is, praise be to God. What motivated Moses to a life commitment was two things seem to have merged. First, he saw the need. And second, he knew that in God he had resources available. These two things will likewise lead us to discharge our stewardship. God will take care of us if we are faithful in doing our duty, whether it be bringing of finances, gifts for God's work to be carried on, or by laying ourselves on the altar for service, or even both. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was to me. Give what you have to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me, where it says, computer, give me a second, computer wants to go to sleep, but not right now. Amen. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, the next thing you have to do after you receive that faith is to find a good Bible-based church, a church that preaches the Bible. Because we know that the Bible is God's word. And everything that we need is in the Bible. How to live, how to love, how to serve, how to do everything within God's will. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank, thank you, Jesus. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening when our very own sweet hour of prayer at 6 to 7, and at 7 our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And again, I hope and pray that each and every one have a wonderful, blessed, and happy weekend and a safe one. And I pray that each and every one of you make sure that you take your flu shots, your COVID shots, according to the government, the pandemic is tripled this year. So make sure that you take your shots to be safe. Amen. That you don't bring anything, the flu or the COVID, to your families, to especially your grandparents or your elderly that lives in your building that you are neighbors with. You know, wear your mask, because nowadays everything is in the air. They say, oh, you got to be close to the person. No, you don't. It's in the air. Because if it wasn't, why do so many people have it? I had it COVID twice already. So it's not a good feeling at all. No matter how much you try to stay safe, somewhere along the line, you're going to touch something or you're going to breathe something in the air, and there you go. But protect yourself by taking your shots. Amen? So again, I want to thank my Facebook family, my Twitter family, my YouTube family, my Blog Talk family, my Jewish family. I just want to thank and pray for each and every one of us, and to our Deaconess Valerie Bolden. God bless you, and thank you for showing up in the spirit. And to our Seventh-day Adventist family, we just thank God for each and every one of you, and pray that, you know, we pray for each other. We love on each other. We help each other. That is what God wants us to do, love one another. So God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. And we're going to leave out on Rise by Rob and O'Reilly. God bless you. We love you. Good night and shalom.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Night, everyone. God bless. Love you guys.
Good night.